We Talk Podcast presents...
What it is! What it do? Welcome to one hell of a long week for the One Fall Podcast with your host, Joshua Adam! William Howard, not with the man that's going to be next to my side... for a lot. It's the ultimate babyface, but he couldn't make a heel turn by the end of the week. It's Joel Johnson.
There's a lot of hours to cover, so there's a lot of story that could be played out in the next 3 days. So a heel turn is totally possible right now.
Nah, I don't know if you can do it, man, but it's going to be a busy week.
It's already busy. It's already at the point where I'm like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap. Is Kevin Dunn running a drug ring in WWE? Is this what's going on right now?
Apparently.
Because I think that's probably one of the biggest news, some of the suspensions that have come out.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the year of the injuries, and this year is the year of the suspensions.
But it's not like there's one big star, and the other ones are like, okay.
Yeah, it's... I
didn't think I'd be saying in the names of Alberto Del Rio, Paige, and Eva Marie that Eva Marie was the big star.
Hey, she had such a great run. What?
This is why she can't make SummerSlam, right?
This is all a storyline.
It's all a storyline. This is why she can't make the match.
So she gets to protect. Who's hurt most by this suspension? Like, okay, let's go from basically the start of the year, the big. Like, Roman suspension, Del Rio suspension, Paige suspension, and Eva suspension.
Del Rio is just the last strike.
Yeah, he's so done.
He's going to come back mid-September, if he even does. Because his contract ends in October. Does Del Rio even come back?
They may just have him sit on the side. Or they...
Yeah.
But you know Vince's thought on devaluing people's stock.
Yes.
This could be the other thing that Vincent Kennedy McMahon decides to do is devalue Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if that's the last time we ever see Alberto Del Rio, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's never coming back, so... He at least got a match against John Cena.
Yeah, it was okay.
Like, his career just is the definition of, just how did this happen? Like, it just, he's got a lot of talent, but I think ultimately I can answer my own question, and his attitude is really bad. And I think that he messed with the master of burials backstage, and I think he lost that battle.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You gotta think how he was a surprise signing, and it was like, oh wow, he's back after everything that kind of happened, and now it's kind of like, geez, it's been very, very minor with him.
Yeah. Let's go break this down, because I think the Paige and Del Rio thing's a package.
Oh.
Because they're dating. And I go back to that night at the casino or whatever.
Yeah.
And something had to have gone down. They had to have taken something that night.
Yeah. I think this is... We always talk about how the locker room seems to be mostly about video games and taking it easy. Well, there's clearly not a few... There's a few people that aren't taking it as easy as some of the roster... As the roster friends. And... This whole Del Rio and Paige thing is totally a package. It has to be. It makes the most sense. And it just shows that sometimes when you get involved in things, it just doesn't work out for you. And I think, I remember we had seen the pictures of them, and we were like, oh, I wonder what's going on there. And then you find out they're dating. And it's just been a very dramatic...
And there was the weird thing at the draft when they weren't dating, but then they were dating again.
And it's just like, it's so, like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap. Like, my main focus is always on in-ring product and and what you do for the company, how you perform. But this stuff has been so interesting and so fascinating to sit back and watch and just kind of see, because I think everyone is really high on Paige.
Yeah, but I think her stock has dropped quite significantly. I mean, you watch the Divas Evolution 24, and, you know, she has some stuff in there, but her influence isn't very much felt. You know, from that night she came in against AJ Lee, I think that's really when this Paige started to turn, whether that's a pun or not, and stuff started to progress, and then, you know, she got in a lot of political stuff. You know, she has a big mouth, she's young, she parties a lot, she dates the wrong guy sometimes, and she's just really young and brash, and that's kind of came to bite her in the ass quite a bit. And I think they, even whoever decision it was, I don't think she's had the same path since the Ric Flair line.
Yeah, like,
not that that was her choice or not, but it came out of her mouth.
Yeah, she's really tempered off, like, really, like, you go back to even last year's WrestleMania WrestleMania was Paige's last year, AJ Lee's last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was Paige and AJ versus the Bellas.
Yeah, and those two were standing tall, and now you fast forward to this point in time where you think Paige would be one of the mainstays in the roster.
Well, it's funny with that, because now Paige is in the company, and AJ Lee can't even watch her husband fight.
Yeah, so it's one of those things now where you're kind of sitting there and you're like, it's funny how things have progressed the way they have, and funny how, but I absolutely think you're right. I think age, maturity, and just the overall thought process has to play a big role in this story. And I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to have like little divots in life that are just going to be the ebbs and flows, the roller coaster that is life. And I think Paige ultimately will be okay, but as long as she kind of gets back on a straight path.
Yeah, it sucks for her. She was suspended on her 24th birthday as well. So that's not great to have you and your boyfriend suspended on the same day.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've hit on Paige, we've hit on Del Rio.
On Paige, too, like you said, I think this is a wake-up call for her.
Yeah.
I think, and it she's probably going to get neck surgery, so let's be honest. So this suspension is just a warning. She was going to miss time regardless.
Yeah.
So I think she's probably going to get that neck surgery. It's starting to sound like a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is going to be out for, like, 9 months.
Wow.
Well, because that's what it's been, right? With Kurt, with Edge, with Austin, with Benoit.
Yeah.
That's kind of the time period. So by the time she comes back, you're going to kind of forget about all this suspension and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to forget about the suspension. The focus will be on the injury. And the other thing is, it's a great point that you brought up about the wake-up call, because she always prided herself in being a role model, and you'd see stuff on, like, Total Divas and little clips here and there.
Yeah.
About her being proud to being this role model, that people can approach her, and they can feel like they can be themselves, and it's not all the pressure on the world, and she's not going to ignore them because of how they look or how they behave. She's very accepting of any and everyone. So I think this is going to be another wake-up call, because that does hurt that a little bit, because now you've been suspended for a wellness, failing the wellness policy. Wellness policy, notwithstanding about it being a bit of a joke, that's neither here nor there. But it's still, you're still going to see that, and fans are going to see that and go, you got suspended, you were my role model. It's just like the Hogan situation, it's just like any other situation where someone's had a little bit of fall from grace. I think Paige has had a little bit of fall from grace. It's not the Hogan level, but it's still that little bit of a fall. But I think she has the talent and the ability to climb up and reach new heights.
So, yeah, I agree. I think Paige will be fine. It's a slap on the wrist, really, for her.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that, but it's a warning, much like I think with Roman, it was a big warning.
Yeah.
The second one, you get a lot more trouble. And I think she'll take it as a warning. I don't, like, what do we think? Whatever it is, I think Del Rio and Paige did together.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's Molly, cocaine, something of that variety. I think it's a street drug. It's not marijuana. Meltzer has cleared up today, because we're going to get to the next performer that everyone thought that it was marijuana. marijuana is not a suspendable offense anymore. It's a finable offense.
Oh, wow.
So you do not get suspended for marijuana. Dave Meltzer cleared that up today. If you smoke marijuana, you do not get suspended. You get fined.
Wow.
So marijuana is not a banned wellness policy substance.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see Paige taking steroids or growth hormone or any of that.
Yeah.
She took a street drug, I believe. And okay. I don't think it's a – so it's a cocaine, a molly, something like that.
Yeah. So it's somewhere along those lines that, yeah. Hopefully this is a wake-up call. Hopefully this is something that can give her a nice little kickstart and get her going, because she could be one of the better better women's wrestlers that we have.
Mm-hmm. She's part of this Divas evolution, women's evolution, whatever you want to call it, and she's barely been front and center. You look at Raw right now compared to SmackDown. SmackDown is showcasing its women off much, much better.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at Raw, it's really two. They could really use Paige for that third one right there.
Yeah. And now you've kind of lost that person. I mean,
yeah.
She was the first NXT Women's Champion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things that you're kind of sitting there, you're kind of like...
Raw's down Emma and Paige. So now we had talked so much about the winner of that Oscar, the loser of Asuka Bayley, they're going to be called up. And we all thought, oh, well, Bayley's a shoo-in for SmackDown, but I think SmackDown, I'll get to who I think SmackDown's going to have, including the match this week for SummerSlam now, with the other suspension, but I think now Bayley looks a lot more like an option now for Raw with the loss of Emma and the loss of Paige.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that this has some ramifications moving forward, and it's going to take a lot of work, but this creates a lot of other opportunities for, like, a Bayley, for these women that may be just on the cusp. I think this creates a chance for them.
Yes. So, you want to talk about all suspended everything?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Let's hit on that.
So... Wow, this one kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because, and this got a lot of people off guard, because a lot of people had thought that she was on that part-time side. Because if you follow her on Snapchat, she doesn't do house shows. She does the SmackDowns and stuff, and then she goes and does her modeling stuff. So that's why I'm a little surprised. I thought she was on the part-time list, Joel. But apparently not.
Yeah,
or maybe she is. I don't know.
That's definitely, like... It's kind of weird because you kind of sit there and you kind of think, well, and she doesn't really appear a whole lot, and like you just assume that, I don't know, this whole thing is very weird, and I'm like...
So I'm wondering, this could maybe be a human growth, a hormone situation, just for the tone of her body for shoots. Maybe someone gave her the wrong thing for a shoot. I believe this also could be a street drug as well. This could be a Coke or a Molly or something as well.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. A lot of people thought that this was weed. But again, it's not marijuana. You get fined for that.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you know Eva Marie's boyfriend's Twitter? Because apparently there's some rumbling that he's been kind of sounding off on all this.
I don't. Jonathan's his name, though.
Pardon?
His name is Jonathan, though.
Jonathan?
Well, yeah.
I guess I'll do a live search.
Yeah, just go Jonathan, Eva Marie. This is why I pay to watch Total Divas, Joel. So we have two Total Divas that have been suspended. As you're doing that, I will say some pages are reporting it as fact, but it's not fact yet, that the replacement for Eva at SummerSlam will be Nikki.
Yeah, I've heard some of that.
No confirmation yet. If you see stuff on Twitter... Don't believe it. No one has confirmed it. It's all rumor and suspicion at this point. But that would make a lot of sense for Nikki to go there. Her John Cena is there. I don't know what the hell they are. And her brother-in-law and Daniel Bryan works for SmackDown. So with the family connection there, it just makes too much sense, especially with the taping of Total Bellas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jonathan did trip. He did. So his official tweet, and as we're recording this was sent up 5 hours ago, And it's basically, it was sent out at 2:25 p.m. today.
Okay.
When the
okay.
public finds out why my wife was unjustly suspended, they will be absolutely outraged. Official statement and facts coming soon.
Huh.
So that's a smart thing. That worked out for Adam Rose, didn't it?
Yeah, so I'm going by a Total Divas thing here. So when I say this, remember, I know Total Divas is a reality show, and it is based in somewhat of fiction. Some of it may be true. So there was a episode where Jonathan overstepped his bounds with Carano.
Yeah.
And Carano got pretty pissed off at Eva about it and had warned Eva that Jonathan needs to stay away from the WWE. He can focus on the modeling stuff and do all that, but he needs to stay away from any matters within the WWE. So if that was real or not, Carano seemed pretty serious when he talked about this, Mark Carano.
Yeah.
Those who don't know, Carano was in charge of talents and whatnot. And Joel, I would think that Jonathan got him over the boundary a little bit here.
Yep. Just a little bit. So, yeah, that could rub the company the wrong way, especially when in a company that's has the falling out of the Lesnar stuff.
Mm-hmm. Then that's the hypocrisy with the Lesnar stuff couldn't have came at a worse time with SummerSlam now.
Yeah.
You have three superstars that were suspended, one that you had a lot of money in with Eva.
Yeah. And a decent amount of money, I would say. Some money. Hmm? Not a lot at the start, but there is some money.
There was starting to build up some. Well, Joel, like I said, when I was in the Hot Topic yesterday looking for the Kevin Owens pop, the Eva Marie lineup was huge. She has a following that equals money, and she has a following of her own.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so and the wrestling side of it was starting to finally click with her, which is why this is such a bummer.
Yeah, this is definitely.
Because I think we were starting to turn you around a little bit.
Slowly. But the thing is, now she has 30 days to get out of excuses for matches, so she's golden.
Yeah. I don't know how this affects her, though. Does this put her to the back of the line? Does she still get the big entrance and everything? Or is it just poof gone and they're just like, well, we don't really care about you anymore?
I can see it where they're kind of bring her back and keep things going. It really depends on what she was suspended for in the whole situation. So.
Right. That's why I'm wondering with she took a Ron substance for a protein shake or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, sorry, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Roman rumors are true, it was Ritalin.
Yeah.
Which, to you and I, is pretty ridiculous.
Don't throw me in that boat. I
definitely think it's ridiculous that he gets suspended for Ritalin. If it helps a performer focus, especially something at times as complicated as wrestling, I have no problem with that.
Here's my thing, though. If he has a that prescription for it and it's being used for that specific reason, then A-OK, do what you need to do to get through and be able to be functioning normally. But if you're just taking it because, oh, I need to take this, and you're just popping pills and it's not, and the prescription's a joke, and there's the only reason you're taking it is, oh, I need to take it, and that's it, then that's not cool. If he has anything that he needs to take the Ritalin or any sort of substance like that, then by all means do it. But
sure.
If you don't have that prescription, then don't take it because you're taking that drug away from someone that does need it.
That's a very fair point. Very, very fair point. But what do you think the Eva thing could be? Do you think it's a street drug? Do you think it's some kind of enhancement?
I think based on Jonathan's tweet, I think that tells me that there may have been a mix-up with a protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. That one just kind of caught me off guard. Del Rio, if it came out that he used something, it wouldn't shock me.
No. Oh, God, no. I just think it's a street...
Oh, go ahead, sorry. I don't want to talk over you.
I finished reading an article about her... the issues between Hunter and Del Rio, and then he got suspended. First thing that came to mind, he was doing something, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really care, because I mean,
no,
he's a guy
he's
that's
leaving.
On his way out. So.
Yeah, and Paige, she's such a party girl, she's young. I'm assuming that's a street drug.
Yeah.
With Eva, though, like for some reason, the Paige one kind of surprised me, But this Eva one shocked me. Like, I was just like, because it just didn't, Eva, you know, you follow her on Snapchat. This girl is working out. She's a hard worker. You know, she's really a hard worker. I mean, say what you want to say about doing model shoots and everything like that, but that's her work, man. She's up early. She is at the gym early. She's eating early. She's doing her travel. She's doing her photo shoots. She's a busy girl is what I'm trying to say. And it was just kind of surprised me that someone's so busy and so conscious of their body, because their body is their selling point. She's not a wrestler. Her body is her selling point. That's what really surprised me about this. She put so much into her body.
And that's one thing where your stock is your body, and you don't want people to sit there and go, well, that's fake, or that's not real. So I definitely think that there's a lot more to this story than meets the eye. This story just broke, like, what, 5 hours ago, 5-6 hours ago?
Yeah.
So we're sitting here, and we're just kind of – the story's in its infancy. It's going to learn to walk and talk very soon, and I'm very interested to hear what it has to say and where it goes.
And maybe someone gets suspended tomorrow to keep the streak alive.
Oh, God. Dean Ambrose has been suspended for 30 days.
So we will see what happens with this whole situation. I'd like to see if Dave Meltzer gets an idea, but he really hasn't had an idea a lot of these. The Riddle and Vane of Roman really didn't come out until like the day beforehand, and we still don't even know if that's for sure.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that are floating around there. Like, they're very safeguarded about the wellness policy.
The hypocrisy for Brock, though, it definitely is stronger than ever now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely there. Like, you look at it and you go, this is a man that failed 2 drug tests for UFC. Very, very, for the most part, rigid. They will do their tests are pretty spot on, and he's gonna make so much money at SummerSlam.
Yeah,
and the rest of these guys aren't.
Nope.
It's kind of. I wonder how that affects the locker room. I wonder how it feels to be a guy that works hard, stays clean, and
still not. Well, if you're in that Raw locker room or the SmackDown locker room, especially that SmackDown locker room. So you just lost 2 people in your locker room, right?
Yeah.
One who was arguably the, what, 4th, 5th biggest star on the show right now in Eva. One that's been a solid hand in matches with Randy and John in back-to-back weeks, and it's just a known name, a former world champion.
Yeah.
And you've lost both of those now for a month. The good thing for those that show, they don't have to go against football.
Yeah.
And Paige's loss, you know, it's significant in the way that there's no major challenges unless they bring up a Bayley or Emma comes back soon for Sasha, really. Like, look, I love Summer Rae. I love Alicia Fox, but they're not major contenders to face Sasha.
Yeah.
Paige would have been a major contender and a dream match in the right scenario to face Sasha. And now you look at the women's roster there. Like, Eva going, she's been entertaining as hell. The women's division will go on SmackDown Live.
It's
not a problem. But the women's division on Raw, we'll see what happens. Maybe she's going to face Melina. Maybe that's what's coming next. Maybe Melina's coming after Brooklyn.
Yeah. Because
really we've heard her name quite a bit. So, don't know. But I worry for what the locker room would think of this now. With these three, all three of these have been the top of the card. 2 of them are former world champions, and 1 is a really big name in the company for them right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at the marketing of WWE, at one point, all 3 of these have been at the top of their marketing at one time or the other.
Yeah. Not Eva Marie as much. Like Eva
but
Marie,
still, she's the main one of the main things they show for Total Divas.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, and they made a pop figure of her for a reason.
Yeah.
Because she's a profitable person. There's no Randy Orton Funko Pop yet, but there's an Eva Marie one because of how profitable and how much she sells for them.
I think she hits more on that. Like, I think she has a different value rate or value.
She has this crossover appeal for them that they don't get with many other people right now, except for maybe Cena. And that's huge for them. And now that's why that really hurts them, because one of their biggest crossover stars, like to a lot of people, Eva Marie, to some, may just be a total diva star. But, you know, you can say the same for Paige and for Natty Neidhart.
Yeah.
Natty may just be a total diva to some, but to us, she's a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Eva will be back just before Total Divas starts. And you got to wonder, on Total Divas now, there's already so many questions we have in the season. Will the suspensions be part of it? Because I think they're still shooting.
You think they'd have to be.
So that will be an interesting thing, because with Paige and with Eva.
Yeah.
And the Paige Del Rio relationship as well.
There's going to be a lot of interesting things, but you have to take Total Divas with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Because you just don't fully know how much of it's true and how much of it is just to bump the ratings a bit or see what kind of buzz they can generate. I don't think any of these suspensions were used to create buzz or generate an interest for that show.
No.
I think this is an unfortunate after effect.
No, and I love it because it shows the WWE is serious. You suspend a star that's really finally getting... They put so much behind Eva Marie and throwing stuff against the wall and try to get her the work, and they could have very well turned a blind eye. But I like that you've seen guys like Roman and girls like Eva. They're not turning a blind eye, and like, you messed up, and we're going to throw the hammer down. So that's a very positive sign to see. They didn't do it with Brock, which is a step back, but it's a step forward with the Roman suspension and the Eva Marie suspension.
Oh, yeah.
But let's move on, Joel.
Yeah, let's... I think someone sold some stock. A little bit of stock, right?
Yeah, Mr. Vincent McMahon, he sold a lot of stock. Like $30 million about, estimated, rounded up, wise.
Yeah...
Do we know to who?
No.
No. Okay. Because there was a guy, I think it was a guy with Warner, that has been trying to get WWE and buy them for a while.
There's always those persistent rumors.
Do we know why he sold it?
He needed...
So, like a serious reason. I don't want a joke at a reason right now.
No. I don't fully know, because he sold... 1.55 million estimated worth of his stock. And it's being described as an estate move.
Is that what?
As an estate move? I don't fully know.
So, like, for his grandkids?
This is from Bloomberg Markets. I'm assuming this is a credible website.
Yep, they're pretty good for that kind
of
stuff.
Vince McMahon, chief executive officer of Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment, sold 1.55 million shares of Class A stock in the company as part of his estate planning, a transaction worth $32.5 million at current prices. The stock held by a trust represents about 2% of the total Class A and Class B shares of the company, WWE said Thursday in its regulatory filing. McMahon, 71, told the Stamford, Connecticut-based company that he had no plans to sell more shares and intended to continue as chairman and chief executive officer for the foreseeable future. The CEO still controls about 85% of the voting power at WWE and about 47% of total shares outstanding, the filing says. The company will have been subject of takeover speculation this year, especially with the sale of UFC to WME-IMG for $4
billion. Yeah.
So.
It's bizarre. I don't know how much more I think the article kind of said anything. There's no speculation, really, about them selling it.
Yeah.
UFC thing adds to it, but it's bizarre. I almost wonder if it's taking $30 million out to... prepare to buy something else.
What could they buy for $30 million? Because I have heard, I've heard rumblings of them buying up locations.
Hall of Fame, right?
Hall of Fame could be it. Maybe they're going to buy ROH, Josh.
I don't think ROH would be $30 million, nor would TNA.
No. New Japan.
The Hall of Fame, I think the Hall of Fame could be the one.
Yeah. I think the Hall of Fame's... Hall of Fame makes most sense, but it also sounds like they're just liquidating money to have that $32 million sitting around for them. So I wouldn't be surprised if Vince uses it for something, because it's Vincent Kennedy McMahon and he's insane. We could honestly go on next week and he could have bought something and we're flabbergasted that he bought it. So,
well, I mean, he's not going to buy a football league. He's done that.
Yeah.
He's not going to buy a weightlifting league. He's done that. Yeah. Hulk Hogan took the past to market, so he's not going to do that.
No.
So I think the most reasonable thing is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, now, my question to you, why doesn't WWE just spend the money and buy, like, an ROH?
Because what's in it for them?
It's more or less like a feeder system for them. And it means
that they have that feeder system, though. It's called NXT.
It's another feeder system. It's another. It's that another.
But then there'll be another independent. There'll be another independent place.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see what you're saying. I think there's more value for them in a TNA because of the tape library.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you. But
I see what you're saying, and I like your idea. I think the only thing valuable to them about Ring of Honor is the tape library. For Joe and for AJ and et cetera, and same with TNA. If you can get the ROH library, the TNA library, you can have one hell of a DVD for the two of them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I don't think the TNA thing is going to happen in the foreseeable future, especially with the Dixie Carter, Billy Corgan.
That's a weird situation. Billy Corgan's taking over, and hey, maybe it's going to be for the best with him. Maybe he's going to switch things up. Are getting rid of the King of the Mountain Championship, which is really just a really dumb name in the first place.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a Grand Champion, Joel?
Yep. It's basically like UFC rules. Judges will have three rounds, and you have to either win by pinfall or submission. And if it goes to three rounds, then it goes to the judge's decision.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's something different.
So that's a perfect spot for Del Rio to go then, because he has that background in MMA.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see Del Rio there. Maybe we'll see Jack Swagger there. Who knows?
Yeah. There's definitely a possibility for a few guys to land there. It's going to be very interesting. The stock selling, I think, is just moving to have some money around for something like the Hall of Fame. It's going to be very interesting.
And I mean, we keep on hearing Orlando for a name.
Yeah.
So with them having the WrestleMania this year and the Hall of Fame, I think you get the physical Hall of Fame and put in Mr. Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky would be the that would be the perfect name. You just can't have Vin Diesel at his Hall of Fame ceremony.
Or maybe the entire cast of Fast and Furious, because now they're all kind of pissed off at him too, apparently.
Yeah, so maybe it's best for him to just he can have the cast from his new Disney movie there. But, I mean, you have The Rock be one of the first guys to enter that big, legit Hall of Fame. People will be interested in it. You look at how much buzz Rock creates.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, interesting stuff on the political and financial side. Let's get into the wrestling itself. Joel, this week is going to suck in a good way, but it's going to be a busy week for you and I.
Let's do 5 minutes of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, CWC.
5 minutes?
let's give it 5 minutes, because let's be honest, our main focus is on the several bits of wrestling we're going to be watching this weekend.
This is true. So Raw, what are the highlights?
Pardon?
So we're not going to talk about Eva Marie anymore.
No.
So that part is canceled out. Raw, the Demon.
Demon, that's the biggest thing from Raw. Well, there's two things from Raw that stood out to me. First thing is the Demon popping up. I didn't expect to see it at that point.
I liked the build. The build was cool.
And you got a holy shit from the crowd. It created a little bit of buzz heading into SummerSlam.
Could you not have done that on the Titantron?
Yeah.
And not shown the entrance? Just be like, I'm here, see you at SummerSlam. Done.
Yeah.
And not giving away the entrance, at least?
Yeah. It was definitely one of those things. Hunter rumored to have been wanting to wait till WrestleMania to debut.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, he really wanted to hold off.
Well, it's kind of this idea. I like that idea because it's like the buildup of. He should have channeled in that he needed the Demon. You know, and it was just kind of like, oh, I want the Demon. Okay, here he is.
Yeah.
Like Demon. After this, though, Joel, I never want to see the Demon on Raw ever again unless it's against The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I think that you know, the demon engine, I'm still mixed on. Like, I like Finn, and I think ultimately he's going over.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you can't debut. That would kill the demon gimmick if he lost.
Yeah, because now you've shown the demon is something that Seth is scared of.
Yeah.
So, I'm mixed on it at best. I like the build. I thought they built it up really good.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. At least they're building things up. They just didn't just throw it out there. They built it up, and someone tried to stab Seth at the same time, so that was interesting.
It's the world of professional wrestling, where people can apparently enter the ring
and try to stab
one of your top stars.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
How did they get a knife into there?
Well, the rumor that I heard was that they either had a knife or wrench on them. There hasn't been any serious...
Either? Problem. How did you get either?
Yeah, I don't know, but he got tackled pretty quick, and I mean... Who's dumb enough to enter a wrestling ring? Like, explain
that.
Well,
someone that has a wrench is dumb enough. That's the answer.
It's like, I can't believe it. Like, you gotta be kidding me that you rush the ring and not expect to get thrown around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
So what else happened on Raw? One pet peeve I had on Raw was with Sasha. Yes, Josh is going to say something negative about Sasha. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big fan of her in commentary because she acted super heelish. And it's like, the boss character is more heelish, I get it. But it was very confusing because she kind of made fun of Dana about her weights and just the way she was talking and cutting off people and being mean to Byron. It was very heelish.
Which is kind of weird because, yeah, that's not something I would want. It's one of those things where it's that fluctuation of not having a direct path, but having it kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I think that you need to start laser focusing her. You can't be already giving her, like, heel tendencies. Like, for her, it's going to be a slow turn, and it'll involve Bayley, and that's mm-hmm. still a ways away.
Yeah.
Right now, she still needs to be the almost kind of anti-hero diva that has a crowd behind her, more or less.
Yeah, I agree, and...
That turn will eventually happen.
The build hasn't been the best.
No. It's very hard. Once Raw was the top, the pinnacle between these two, and now you've already hit your pinnacle. Now you're kind of left going, okay, well, what's next?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything else from Raw?
Rusev and Roman.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess Rusev lost the honor of Lana.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's a babyface thing to defend the honor of your female. Or
apparently
your
not. Apparently it's supposed to be a heel, because I'm slick-talking Roman, and I'll do what I want to do.
That was one thing. Like, I thought they had a decent to good match, but I mean, how much higher can these two go as workers against each other? Like, I would understand if they had something completely different in the can for Sunday, but you've just more or less gave away your match for SummerSlam. I do think Rusev retains, but at the same time, you kind of like...
This why?
Why? Why do it?
It's giving it's it like the same free. Of having a best of seven series and Cesaro winning two already and them not counting.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guys, we're going to do the NBA Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, guess what? The Penguins are up 2-0. The Warriors are up 2-0. Those don't count, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But we won the two games. Yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to do it over again.
How many matches do you think that series goes? Do you think it goes the full seven?
It normally does.
Yeah.
You need to have the loser leave, though.
Yeah. So that means...
And you need to find something for Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Because poor guy, is not even on the card.
He had one of the best matches this year against Kevin Owens.
He won the feud!
Yeah. And KO's better off for losing. Because that's the highlight of Raw, Josh. Every time you tune in and you have them talking to Ted or Robert or whatever many names.
I actually did think his name was Todd. I forgot his name was Tom Phillips. I thought it was Todd Phillips. 100%.
They did a pretty good job with that. It's like, guys, come on. And they're going through the names, and would you have an issue with Chris Jericho running around with the title?
Zero.
Could that be the next feud? If it goes, by the way, I think Finn Balor, could the next feud be against a Chris Jericho?
Well, Jericho's got about, 4 months left? Because it sounds like the plan was this year, according to Court Bauer, the plan was super hard this year and then super hard with Fozzy next year.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. I think he's deserved it, man.
Yeah?
It's very similar to one of our favorite runs of all time with the big words. Like, that was one of the best runs of all time.
He always has a slow start. I think that we have to all accept that with Jericho. No matter what time it is, he's always had a bit of a slower start. But once he gets going and once he gains traction, there's no one better.
There's not. I think that the one thing I would take away from him is the it line. It's getting a little overplayed now.
Yeah.
They need to rein that back in, because at first it was really funny. And now it's kind of like, okay, well, he knows he's going to say it, and it's just a line now. When it wasn't just a line, it was natural.
Yeah.
It was funnier. So, you know, hold that back a little bit. You can make other things work.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, he's making things work. He's
exactly.
Him and KO are just having a ball right now.
And yeah, they're the highlight of Raw, and Enzo and Cass are the de-highlight of Raw.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just don't really pay attention to them much anymore. I just kind of circumvent them. KO and Jericho is too much.
Love having Bert and Ernie lines, and you had someone there from Glad. Good job, guys.
Smart choices. SmackDown.
No, Joel, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Bully Ray Watch week number 2!
I just want it to happen, so the watch is done.
Week 2, looking good! And how cool would it be is if he turns them next week in the place they came back?
Yeah? I can see that. That's probably what they'll do. It would make the most sense. And so who's Bully Ray's first feud, Josh?
Finn. You want Jericho? I want Finn.
Yeah, I want Jericho. I think...
I'd rather have Bully Ray, man. All day.
It would be really fresh and really different, so...
The thing is, though, if he's gonna turn into Bully Ray, and obviously he won't go by the name Bully Ray, but we're just gonna go by that right now. If he turns into Bully Ray, is the first feud with D-Von, or is it with somebody else?
I could see him running through D-Von and then sending D-Von to SmackDown.
Do we get Broken... Bubba Ray Dudley?
Yep. with the
can't go with the crazy hair. Yeah. Can't go crazy hair, yeah.
And the dialogue that is very interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bully Ray watch yet? Raw was okay.
Raw was fine. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but it was fine.
SmackDown
was fun.
Yeah. I mean, you got a good Ziggler program.
That super kick, man, they're really making that his move now. I like that. I never really liked the zigzag, personally, to be honest.
Yeah. It seemed like a little bit of a risky move with the head and the neck.
Yeah, I still think you use it, but it's a transition move now.
Yeah. But the super kick's his thing. He's taking it, and he's running with it. And he caught, and Dean sold it perfectly.
He did. Really did. Dean's been very good at a lot of stuff. Like, there's been a few critics about Dean, and there's been some, like, apparently there's some heat over the Austin podcast. But personally, I've loved everything I've seen from Dean in the last 3 weeks. I think since he's gone to SmackDown, the quote Curtis Axel, the chains are off, and he's been tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, he's taking it very seriously, his title run, and
yeah,
he's a workhorse champion, and he's just going to go out there night in and night out and bust his ass.
I agree. 100% agree.
So the other highlight to SmackDown was John Cena and this guy that was an internet darling, wrestled in New Japan.
He FU'd AJ through a table.
Yeah. So does this mean AJ gets a big win at SummerSlam, Josh?
That's the hope. That's the hope. If not, this just made AJ look fucking terrible.
Yeah. And then
don't like that he goes on Talking Smack, and I know we're going to get into that, but he goes on there, he's like, AJ came and he fizzled right at the beginning. I'm like, I never really felt the super down period for AJ Cena.
Yeah.
He's always kind of been doing good. In fact, I think from everything we've heard, he kind of surprised people right off the bat, and he was supposed to be a mid-carder and change people's minds pretty fast.
Yeah, like he was, like you said, he was supposed to be a mid-carder, and he changed the game. He had that feud with Roman. I don't think it's been as big of a fizzle. And just from everything, it seems like from booking 101, it seems like AJ's going to go over, prove Cena wrong. And Cena's going to go away.
We thought that at WrestleMania. That's my only concern. We thought that with Jericho at WrestleMania, right? He broke the tag team up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a little weird. The WrestleMania book, you know, that was weird. And that's what I'm hoping, because the one problem with WrestleMania this year was that all the wrong people won.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Roman. You could argue Roman, sure, fine, whatever. But a lot of the wrong people won their matches. And, yeah. Even the New Day lost.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it was a really backward WrestleMania. And I'm hoping SummerSlam can really correct those mistakes.
But the New Day can lose at SummerSlam.
Yeah, this time the New Day can lose at SummerSlam. I'm fine with that, but they need to make sure that the correct people win, you know? Yeah. Like, I think for, like, as far as the Universal title goes, that's irrelevant. Whoever wins that, I'm fine with, right? But
oh, yeah.
If you're talking things like the women's title, that needs to be Sasha.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's going to be interesting, like, because back to AJ, he really needs this win.
He really does, because AJ's been fine, but AJ hasn't gotten the big, clean win.
Yeah, and it would mean him getting the win over Cena would mean he went over clean on Cena at SummerSlam, and he has all the world of momentum on his side, and you can just jettison him forward.
And if he loses, he could be rehabbed, but I don't like the idea of him winning the SummerSlam and losing the SummerSlam and then, oh, I got my win at Backlash.
Yeah, I don't think that's how they should do it either. I think that Cena's on his way out.
For a little bit, yeah. And, I mean, it was interesting on that Talking Smack segment, Cena had said, like, I have been looking for the next person. And I thought the most interesting line is he's like, there's been one or two guys that have made the point and tried to make the rise, and then something, and then stuff happened. So, Joel, my question to you is, who are those guys? Because I know one of them for sure.
I think Roman's one of them.
Is Roman one of them? Did Roman make an impact, though, as far as what Cena brings, which is bring attention to the brand and go in and out every night and compete and deliver in the ring in a promo and on and in the ring? Roman doesn't do that. One of them is Punk, and pretty much the rumor going around is that yes, he was talking about Punk.
Oh yeah,
so that's almost been confirmed, because even John Pollock was saying one of them is Punk.
Oh yeah,
Roman could possibly be one for sure.
Yeah,
but I don't know how many guys have been there really. Like Batista never got to that level.
Yeah.
Near the end a little bit.
Brian.
Randy, Brian was close. Yeah, Brian was close, he didn't have it as long as Punk had it.
Yeah. So I think Punk, I would say Punk and Brian.
I don't even know if Brian ever came as close as even Punk did.
That's true.
The closest. Punk came the closest to dethroning him.
Yeah. And speaking of Punk, his doc's out, like the first episode.
Did you see it yet? Oh, no, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
It's something that I've definitely wanted.
We'll talk about it on Saturday then.
Woo! I can't wait.
Anything else with SmackDown? Looks like Randy's going to be facing the Wyatt to Backlash.
Yeah.
We'll get into SummerSlam stuff with interference in that match, because, yikes. The women, I guess Nikki Bella?
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Is there anyone from NXT that could come up, maybe? Like, other than a Bayley or an Asuka that you think is ready? Because we had this... I mean, there's nothing really to talk about as far as NXT. I guess the six-man, the women tag. Did you see the women tag?
Yeah.
Who impressed you? Who needs work?
Well, Becky is impressive.
No, I'm talking about the NXT one.
Oh, the NXT one. I didn't see the NXT one.
Okay, so I'll just go through this. The girl from England, I think her name is Nikki Newcastle. Very good worker. Mandy Rose. So that's the interesting thing. If Eva doesn't work, Mandy Rose is next up, right?
Yeah.
Daria looks very good. Very impressed with Daria. Mm. And I would keep an eye on her as someone that could potentially be someone in that women's division that could be someone to reckon with. I really hope that Bayley loses and that we get Daria and Asuka, but I think it'll probably be that Ember Moon.
Yeah, that seems to be the way they're going, because Ember Moon's getting a huge bill.
I think that's why they've been building up Billie Kay. It's to serve her up to Ember Moon.
Yeah. There's a few people that are being positioned in that you're going to do a job eventually, but we're going to build you up a bit.
Anything else from SmackDown, Joel?
No, I like the ending to the show. All in all, I thought it was a nice show.
The Apollo stuff during the commercial break was weak.
Yeah.
That was weak shit. That's the only problem I really have with SmackDown right now is the IC stuff.
Yeah. It's just kind of there, and you're kind of like, do I care?
The answer is no, you don't.
No. I think eventually build it back up, but...
That was SmackDown, NXT again, nothing really. Did you see the interview?
Yep.
That was Ren. Joe is so good, and Nakamura is so good, and there is no reason for either one of them to be down there.
Yeah, it's time to call both of them up.
They're just on another level.
Oh yeah.
Joe, how many people on the main roster can do what they can do? I can maybe think it's a much more talented roster, but so Sammy could probably do that. KO, Jericho, Seth, Finn, Dean.
Yeah.
And then Randy. And Cena and AJ.
Cena and AJ, yep.
But there's a lot of people that can't do that. Look, that was almost 10. So, again, it's a very stacked roster. But the point is, they're in that territory with all those people. And I dare say that they're better than some of those. They're probably better than Sammy is. I love Sammy. They're probably better than Finn is. I love Finn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely.
Just from a charisma standpoint, they're both ahead of those type of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Joe is so polished, it's criminal he's down there. And same with Nakamura. But Joe is so ready. Like, God, is he ready.
Both of them need to get called up as soon as possible.
I need Joe or Bully Ray on this roster now just to have a monster, kick your ass heel.
Yeah, it's time. Because they haven't had that for a little bit, so it'd be good to bring that into the fold.
And Joel, it's the difference of Strowman's great, and I kind of miss Braun Strowman this week on Raw, by the way.
Yeah, it was kind of smart to maybe hold off for a week, let it kind of simmer a bit, and then bring him back.
But they haven't had the guy that is a force that can go in the ring and can go in the mic. Strowman can't do both of those.
Yeah.
But a guy like Joe can, and a guy like Bubba can. So I want to see one of them after SummerSlam be that guy on whatever roster.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't disagree with you at all.
So that was NXT. Again, not too much. That was the Krenz conference. We'll talk more about NXT in a bit here. CWC, didn't get any match of the years this time around.
No.
But Jack Gallagher really stood out.
Yeah.
Star of the show.
For the most part, everyone that I thought should win did win, so...
I was surprised that Gallagher lost, but again, Tozawa is pretty good.
Yeah.
And a pretty big name.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you can make an argument that, Kendrick getting the W was a little shocking.
Yeah, because you look at the size of Tony Nese and you're like, that's someone they would probably like because he's a cruiserweight that's ripped.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and Kendrick moves on, and
Kendrick will be facing Kota, will he not?
No. Yes?
I think so.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So, that should be a good match, and with all the rumors and everything, does Kota steamroll through Kendrick, or does Kendrick's wily veteran presence push him forward?
It's very interesting. It's interesting these Brian Kendrick matches. He has just gotten destroyed and then comes back at the end. It's the perfect kind of character for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's exactly. And I think that building him up strong, I can see him working Monday nights.
I can see that, too. I really like Tozawa's selling and the noises that he makes.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen anyone turned into a pretzel and then kicked in the bum. But that was quite humorous.
There have been some moments from this CWC that you're a little like, wow, I never seen that before.
Gallagher has a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that Jack Gallagher does. I'm like, you are made for like main event television.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just going to be so entertaining. One thing we didn't talk about, Joel, that was the biggest story all week on television. The one-man band.
Heath Slater, yes.
He's just one man. He's just one man.
He has elevated himself to such heights now that it's kind of like this. He's a jobber. He will never be a WWE.
I would put the Intercontinental title on him.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Because look what he did this week. He cares so much about his job. He stepped face to face with the Beast.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to get his ass kicked. That made him look stronger than almost anybody on the roster.
Because he came out and
he came out and said, I need to fight you. I want my job. And I like that too because it shows how important a job in WWE means to somebody.
Yeah.
That they know they're going to get their ass kicked, but they need it because this is everything to them.
Yep. And I've been just him on the mic and the passion he has and just what he's willing to put himself through, and not only that, but he has the comedic bit down pat. Like,
is he better than Santino?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's passing for me now.
Yeah, I think Santino lacked serious in-ring.
Well, he could do it, they just didn't let him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a judo master, it's just, I see what you're saying, though, yeah. Like, they just didn't, the one time we got to see it was in that Elimination Chamber against Bryan. And that's when they let Santino go. And that it was like one of the best matches in the last 10 years. Was when Santino and Bryan went at it and they let Santino use that judo background and really go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whenever they let Santino go, it was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. This guy is a black belt and a judo master and is actually really good at wrestling.
Yeah.
He just got stuck with that poor, silly man unibrow gimmick.
Unibrow cobra gimmick.
Yeah.
So, one-man band has been hit upon, but now we've got a couple cards to review, Josh, and give our predictions.
Oh, my God.
So let's start with Brooklyn.
You don't want to start with ROH because that's the first one?
I think the ROH we're going to watch, admittedly, a little intermittent. There's going to be so much.
Well, you just make a prediction on the main event then.
Ooh, this is tricky. Yeah. I think Adam Cole wins.
I don't know. Because I wonder if they want him to beat Joe's record. I also wonder if they could, because we all know the story now. You heard how they turned him, right?
Yeah.
They cut his hair.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could do something where it's a rematch and Adam Cole has to cut his hair for the title or something.
It could be.
I don't know. Just to be different, I'm going to pick Lethal.
Okay.
But I think you're right. I think Adam Cole's going to win, but I'm just going to be different at this point. Just because it's the only match in this we're reviewing, so we'll go on different opposite sides of this.
All right. Then let's hit on the Super J Cup, the only match that we will be really paying it. Like
there's two on there that I cared about.
Yeah. Well, the one that comes to mind is Ospreay versus Matt Sydal. I think Ospreay wins.
Ospreay.
Yeah. And what was the other match?
Does Ishii not fight on there?
I don't believe so, because I don't think he falls under the Super J Cup.
That's a match I'd like. By the way, so the Saturday, just so people know, we're going to be reviewing UFC TakeOver and the Punk documentary. If I can, I'm going to try to go back and watch some of the stuff from the G1, especially this Ishii match that's getting a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll review more of that. We'll talk more about the G1 on Saturday as well. Yeah. Like we'd love to talk more about it, but some of us still have to catch. Me and Joe still have to catch up with some of the matches. So G1 talk. If you're looking for that, we're going to talk a little bit more about that on Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much to cover tonight.
Yeah. Ishii is not in the Super J Cup.
Okay, so. Well, we'll see what else is there, but that's the number one we care about.
Yeah. So, yeah. Super J, ROH, there's only one match really for us on that. There's a couple matches for you. You've done a really great podcast with JD for the UFC
Thank you.
Card.
I did.
So, but for me, as a casual UFC watcher, I'm only going to talk about the main event. And
I think you care about, there's three matches on here.
Yeah.
Like, Rick Story versus Cowboy Cerrone.
Appropriate prediction.
There's Rick Story versus Cowboy Cerrone. Cerrone will win that. Anthony Johnson versus Teixeira. That's a match I think you will be interested in, Joel. I think that one's a tough one, but I like Anthony Johnson in that one.
Yeah.
And then yes, the main event.
Yeah. See, for me, I just don't follow enough to have as much knowledge, and I don't want to make predictions on things that I don't at least have something of a knowledge on.
For sure.
But the McGregor and Diaz is just all over the place. There have been water bottles thrown, Josh. There have been Monster energy drinks thrown around. It's just become a big, like, all over the place. But ultimately, I think Nate Diaz gets the win again.
Yeah.
Size matters in this.
I disagree. I pick Conor McGregor. And here's the reason why. Because his camp, again, JD and I talked about this, so go to Fresh Take and check out the pod I did with JD. JD, our kind of MMA expert here for We Talk Podcast. We kind of explained and talked that Conor camp, man, when they have a full time to prepare for someone, they hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a full camp now to prepare for him. He's brought in bigger guys for him. And if you watch that last fight, Conor was kicking his ass.
Yeah.
Wore down. It's the endurance, and he wore down against a bigger guy, and then he got caught.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, well, can he get caught again?
It's going to be very interesting.
So I'm going to go with Conor, and it's interesting to see, like, if he loses this, what happens?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, what happens if he loses this match?
Well, he's definitely going back down to his weight class after this fight, but it's going to be interesting to see his psyche of everything, because this is a guy that has been a limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, working that whole WWE roster, son of a gun. So
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see his stock, his value, his mindset if he takes another loss.
I agree.
So now we land on one of the bigger shows.
Oh, my God, there's so much, Joel. And we only went the highlights of it. We're watching a good portion of UFC. We're watching a good portion of Ring of Honor. And we're watching a good portion of Super J Cup. We just wanted to highlight those matches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, the stuff that kind of will be what we really pay attention to. But NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2, last year they had that match where Sasha and Bayley stole the show. Now we see, can it happen again? It might. But let's start off with Ember Moon debuting versus Billie Kay.
Ember. I love Billie Kay. I think she's been great. I don't know much about Ember Moon. I know she's at a Booker T school.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see her go, and maybe another great female wrestler for Josh to talk about at the end of the podcast for 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, Ember Moon, I think both of us are going that way.
We both like Billie Kay. It's just they've obviously built her up for this girl.
Yeah. No Way Jose versus Austin Aries. I think both of us.
No. I think No Way Jose loses this match. I'm picking Aries.
Yeah, I'm picking Aries too.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to pick No Way.
No. The Ty Dillinger type wrestler. Like, you've seen a little bit from him, but ultimately, Aries has more stock, so there's no reason.
No, Aries has a little bit of a rough patch, but this match out of everything is one of the few matches I could see go either way.
Yeah.
I could see No Way Jose win this. I want to be shocked by it, but I'm going to stick with Aries.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stick with Aries as well. Next match, Revival versus Gargano and Ciampa.
Ciampa and Gargano.
And Ciampa, which will get a new tag team name very soon. So, debuting at SummerSlam. So,
do we know what it is yet?
No.
No?
So, the Revival versus blank, but it's Gargano and Ciampa. I think
Ciampa.
Yeah, Ciampa. No, it'd be the Glorious Bomb.
Oh, the Glorious Bomb would be fantastic.
And the next match, speaking of Glorious, we got...
Glorious!
We got Bobby Roode versus Andreas Almas. Roode can't lose his first match, Josh.
No chance in hell. Because he might have a friend join him on Saturday, too. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think he may burn the NXT bridge.
How so?
Well, because he kind of gave them that,
He didn't burn it.
He didn't burn it? Okay.
No, Hunter gave him his blessing.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yep, he said, take the money. He understood.
Yeah.
Door is open.
So then, yeah, he could be joining, and we could have beer money.
He's from the country. He's from the city.
Oh, boy.
Talking money and your alcohol. Because when the chips come down and the shit's going down, it's time for Bill Money and NXT.
Well, that's Josh singing for the day.
Yeah. Bobby Roode just has all these good songs. What can I do, man?
It just seems to work for him.
But we both like Bobby Roode in this. I like Almost, and I think these two will have a good match, but no, he's not going to win.
Yeah. So now we kind of get to an interesting match. And it's interesting because of last year, because of what she was able to do last year and just the buzz, the match Bayley created from being with Sasha in Brooklyn.
Right, right.
But now it's Asuka. It's a different opponent.
She never tapped.
Bayley versus Asuka. Bayley's chasing the title again. Does Bayley become the first ever two-time women's champion? Or does Asuka retain?
So I'm conflicted on this for two reasons. I think a lot of people are going to pick Asuka because they assume that Bayley will be on SmackDown or Raw the next night.
Yeah.
The story makes too much sense for Bayley not to win.
Yeah.
It's just the story is there. Like, she's the ultimate John Cena as far as the women go. Like, the ultimate babyface in that way, right?
Yeah.
I am picking Bayley. Very begrudgingly.
I'm picking Asuka.
Fair. I look at the storyline, and it makes more sense for Bayley to win it.
That's fair.
I totally don't disagree with you at all. I think Asuka could very well win, but I like Bayley in this.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like I agree with your point, but I ultimately think Asuka will be standing tall.
I hope that they get a good placement because these two had a great match. No one remembers it because it followed Nakamura and Sammy.
Yeah, I think this is going to stand out a bit more.
Yeah.
And speaking of the devil, our main event, Samoa Joe.
Oh my God!
Will be defending his NXT championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura has gotten a holy shit chant every time he's been in a takeover. Does he get it again tonight?
He's facing Samoa Joe on a WWE pay-per-view, yeah. That's ridiculous, man.
It's crazy. I think, for me, I think Shinsuke wins.
I'm going Shinsuke because you know I want Joe on the roster.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Like, and I think it's his time. Joe's, yeah. Joe's proven himself. He's done everything he needs to do down there. What's left for Samoa Joe in NXT?
Yeah.
Adeo?
Nah.
Mm. There's nothing left. There's nothing left for him.
It's time for him to move on up and get on ready for.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a rematch on a normal NXT show.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's Nakamura's time, and then I think we're going to get Nakamura and Hideo.
So that's NXT Brooklyn number two. Which I think
has the chance to be the best show of the weekend.
Yeah, it definitely has that potential, and God only know who's going to show up there. I mean, last couple times they've done this.
Well, Asuka was there last year, right?
Yeah.
So who's the big free agent that's around right now? Storm, I guess?
Yeah.
So, anyone else?
Nothing that...
Could Jay Lethal lose and show up?
No. They're in Las Vegas.
It's not that far, Joel!
Not
actually, it is kind of farther in New York. I was thinking of, because, you know, SummerSlam was in L.A. for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's pretty far.
Maybe just Will Ospreay shows up.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you do.
Maybe Cedric Alexander shows up.
Yeah?
That's a little bit more possible.
Maybe Kota comes up and does a run-in for Shinsuke.
Maybe.
But let's get to the other side of things. We've got 11 matches on this SummerSlam card. It's been a decent build. Let's start off with a match that's in a little bit of turmoil. Right now, it's listed as a 2-on-3 handicap match. Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natty and Bliss.
What did you think about Naomi's entrance?
It's interesting. It's colorful.
It's the very EMD influenced entrance.
Very much so. Oh, it's colorful. That's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, like it's if you're going to like Skrillex or something, that's about what it probably feels like.
See, when you say Skrillex, now I think of Rick Ross and then I think of the Joker.
Yeah,
that got some play time and now it's died off. But that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
I think the babyface team wins. I think Becky picks up the win.
And I think Nikki is in this match.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And is there any chance that Bayley shows up in this or Lita?
No, because you need a heel.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So is Nikki still a heel then? Because he's kind of has a babyface recovery.
Yeah, see, and that's going to be the tricky thing. I think they might go 2-on-3, just kind of, because Eva kind of screwed them, so. This match really centered around Eva.
It is, and it's, I don't think she would have fought in the first place, though.
No, and that's
so they probably would have had a replacement anyways.
Yeah, so.
It's weird to have the heels down, though, right?
Yeah, that's one thing. If it was the babyface team, then it's a little bit more like, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Do you think there's a possibility that maybe Emma ends up on the team, maybe? Do we know anything more on Emma?
No.
Because she's not on Raw. I'm just, when I threw Emma's name out earlier, I'm just throwing Emma out as a big female star that we haven't seen and did not get drafted. Because remember, Emma did not get drafted.
Yeah.
So it could be Emma.
Yeah, it's totally possible, and she's a heel, so...
Yeah.
It makes sense, but it's going to be tricky. I think ultimately the baby faces win.
Do you think there's a chance that Billy Kay get called up?
It's possible. Like, there's a number of options that they have. I don't know which trigger they pull, though.
Yeah. So, as far as that, I'm looking at Nikki, Billy Kay, and that. Those are probably the best options. Since Billy Kay's already been up. So, that's my best guess.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad guess at all. Next match, Cesaro, Sheamus, the first match of the Best of Seven series.
Even though Cesaro's already won two.
I think Sheamus gets the win here.
Oh, great. So it's not 2-1, it's 1-0. Great. Yeah.
You're over the moon about all of this, aren't you?
It's ridiculous. Are you excited for this? I've never been so unhyped about something that's a best of seven.
Like, for me, I'm intrigued, mostly because of Cesaro.
Yeah, Cesaro's the only reason.
Yeah, Cesaro was my big interest point.
Why couldn't this be a best of seven between Sammy and Cesaro?
Oh, God.
That'd be perfect. I'm fine with that.
That would... I'd probably lose my mind.
Probably.
That could produce a match of the year. Because you could have something riding on the line. Anytime Sheamus is involved in anything, I'm a little like, meh.
I think you're right, though. I agree. Sheamus wins this.
Yeah. The next match, Apollo Crews challenges for the Intercontinental title versus The Miz.
I have Miz winning.
Yeah, Miz is winning as well, and I'm a little like, meh. There's been not much of a build for it, so I'm not too into it.
No.
Here's a match that you might, you're going to cheer really hard for. So you're going to boo Jericho and KO, and you're going to really cheer Enzo.
Of course. I love the certified G's.
Where did they become a certified G, Josh?
I don't know. I am going to watch the ride along because I have heard good things about it tonight. I actually like Enzo as a person. Like, his story is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and I don't even mind Enzo that much. It's Cass.
Yeah.
It's Cass that bugs me. If Enzo's by himself, I may start liking him a little bit. It's Cass to me. I do not like Cass.
I don't disagree, but who gets the win, Josh?
It's the Brooklyn crowd, man. It's Enzo and Cass. And yeah. I'm fine with that. But Jericho needs to eat the pin.
Yeah.
Please.
Protect KO.
Yes, please. Can they please, come up please.
Team Canada jerseys, please?
That'd be fantastic.
Follow
that. By the way, one of the highlights of the week for me, showing old Bobby Roode footage and show Team Canada footage and Scott D'Amore in the background waving the Canadian flag. Fantastic. Anyone that doesn't know Scott D'Amore, he's a Canadian legend in wrestling.
Yeah.
He ran the offices of TNA Canada for a while and was like the manager of TNA. He was like one of the head writers of TNA when TNA was really good. Because yes, believe it or not, folks, there was a mystical time when TNA was even better than the WWE.
It was a weird time.
It was cats, a weird time.
Cats were better than dogs.
No, that didn't happen. That's never happened.
Here's another match. Another tag team match. We've got The Club versus The New Day with No Big E. So, Ring Post Titus. Is it Ring Post Titus?
Ring Post Itis, yeah.
Yeah. Do the New Day catch it, or do they manage to slip away and scurry away with the titles?
So, there's two options on this. Do they try to make them beat the Demolition record?
I don't know. That's a possibility. WWE likes having numbers, so...
They do, and I'm sure they're sick of correcting people on it, right?
Yeah.
I'm personally picking the Good Brothers to win.
Yeah.
But I could see the New Day wanting to make them extend for that a little bit longer. But I think sooner or later, this week, we could see the Bullet Club just be too sweet at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think that.
And that's kind of the way I'm going to go with the rest of my picks.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. We've kind of talked about this previously.
Sasha.
I can't see you having her drop the
title. Does this hurt the match? Do you think the match can still be good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I think that's a silly point that people have been bringing up.
Yeah, and I mean, Dana Brooke is barred from ringside, so it's just Sasha and Charlotte.
We'll still see Dana Brooke at one point, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do we see Ric Flair?
Oh, God, we might see Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He might be styling and profiling and bleeding all over the place.
Possible. Possible.
Oh, boy. Next match, and this is a match that could be match of the night, Josh. This match has caught my attention, and we've never seen anything like it before.
Oh, my God.
Rusev versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, Ruru, we love you. We do love you, Ruru.
I think we just
don't love the other guy.
I think Rusev wins.
I'm picking Ruru. He can't lose the honor of his wife and his title in the same week.
Yeah, no. And Roman doesn't need the U.S. title. Roman's... How many times is he a WWE champion? I keep forgetting. Three?
Three.
Yeah, three times.
Don't forget Seth is a two.
Oh, thank God.
He had it for 12 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Here's another match that I don't think you and me care at all about. it's Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton.
Oh, okay, now it's hard time. This is the hardest pick of the night for me.
Is it Brock?
Yeah. My heart says Brock. No, my head says Brock. My heart says Randy. Do they punish Brock?
I'm going to say someone gets speared. And
they're next?
Yeah, and I think Orton picks up the win.
So there's a lot of interference that can happen in this match because the Wyatts aren't on the card.
Yeah.
So we could see Bray. We could see Goldberg. That's a rumor with Brock. I would personally just rather – all I want to see in this, if it's a cluster like that at the end, I just want to see an F5 into an RKO.
Yeah, that's what I want to see too.
That's all I want to see, and I don't care about anything else. Just give me an F5 into an RKO, and I don't care about anything else.
Josh will be able to leave SummerSlam quite happy.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
I don't ask for much. I don't ask for much.
So are you picking Randy or Brock?
Julie, you make me choose right now. I'm not picking till Saturday.
Okay, then I'm not picking till Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you?
I think it's ultimately Lesnar, but...
I don't... I had to make... This is the prediction pod. We have too much to do this week. Brock.
Yeah. Watch us both be wrong, and it's Randy clean.
Perfectly fine with that. We're going with the safe pick.
Yeah. All right. Here's another match that neither of us will really care about. The John Cena versus TNA's AJ Styles.
AJ has to win AJ this match. It's not a question. AJ has to. Maybe John Stewart helps him. I don't know.
Oh, God. If it's Stewart again.
He could be in either of these next few matches, Joel.
He could.
Yeah.
I think Styles needs the win, and I think he will
get it. He desperately needs it. He has not got the big win yet.
Yeah, and a win over John Cena at SummerSlam. Brian got it. Punk got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for it to happen, Josh.
It's time. It's time, especially with him doing American Crit. He can't lose a backlash. It has to happen on the big stage at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Next match. Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler. I think as much as the fun has this match has been, the build-wise, and there's been, like, there's a little bit of heat on Dean, I think ultimately Dean Ambrose retains.
Yeah, this one's been shaking me up a little bit. And it's at least made me think, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Dean because I think he's ultimately losing to the Phenomenal One.
Yeah.
But I could see, I would not be shocked if Dolph wins.
No.
I've gone into this match thinking that no matter what, Dean is going to win, to now be like, all right, there's a potential. So that's the one good thing about a lot of these matches. They've done a good job of, the one thing I love about CWC is you don't know who's going to win any of these matches, except unless Coda's fighting or Zach. Because you know Zach Sabre and Coda at least are going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And in this, it's like, this should seem a lot easier. Like, even Randy Orton and Brock, they've convinced us that Randy could win.
Yep.
So that's, and this, they convinced me that Dolph has a chance. So that's awesome. I'm picking Dean, but they've convinced me that Dolph has a chance.
Yep. They've done it. I totally agree with you on the build. I'm excited to see how it all plays out, but I think ultimately we get Dirty Deeds in the 1-2-3. So,
yeah.
Final match of the night. It is Black versus Devitt. It is the Man versus the Demon King. It is Balor versus Rollins. For the Universal title, first ever WWE Universal Championship. Who will rule the universe, Josh?
Finn Balor.
I'm going to agree with you. I think Finn picks up the win. You debut that demon character, it would be asinine to have him do a job. Rollins has proven his worth and his value. He's going to be a big player down the line, and he will eventually have that title. But there's a lot of money, there's a lot of build for the demon from Ireland. It's time to take that Finn Balor that we've been talking about so much, and time to run with him and have him the face of Monday Night Raw.
What do you do with Seth?
It's going to be a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's the problem.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. See, how many baby faces do you have on Monday?
So let's line this up really quickly. So on both sides. So on SmackDown, let's hypothesize here. That's not the right word. Hypothesize. I'm saying this totally wrong. I apologize. What's the word I'm looking for, Joel?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways, let's think this out. Let's go with that word. So let's say Dolph wins.
Yeah.
What do we think Dolph is right now?
Babyface.
Okay, babyface, a little heelish though, like babyface, cocky babyface.
Yeah, cocky babyface.
So he could still face Cena.
Yeah.
He could still face AJ. He could face Bray.
Yeah.
He could face Randy.
Yeah.
And maybe Miz.
Yeah.
Okay, same with Dean. So pretty much those dynamics go the same, right?
Yeah.
On Raw, these two are very clear. One's a heel, one's a face. So, baby faces on Monday Night Raw. Cesaro, Sammy,
Well, here's the thing that I think...
Roman.
Roman.
And then the heel side is Kevin Owens, Jericho. Chris Jericho, Rusev, maybe Bully Ray.
Yeah.
I know we're probably missing someone big, but that's what it comes to my mind right now.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that we completely forgot about when we're talking about this match, is it could just be too sweet, Josh. And
you think the Bullet Club comes out?
Now, does that turn Finn? Does that make him a heel and Seth a babyface? Because the crowd's been wanting a face Seth Rollins for a bit.
So then you get Seth. Do you think you build up to the Seth needs help and he gets Roman?
Yeah. And then... I don't know if you do that just yet.
No, but the Survivor Series maybe?
Yeah. Potentially you have team.
But that's 3 months away.
Yeah. It's gonna be really hard.
Like a deep 3 months. That's like the end of the month in November.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately I think Finn wins either way, but it's going to be very interesting the direction they go the next night on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your SummerSlam 2016 card. It's, you know, I think it's a decent build. I think there's some positives. I think there's some negatives. No, not too many negatives. I think this is, all in all, it's been a decent time to be a pro wrestling fan.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy week.
Yes.
And it's going to be a very busy week. We're going to be, after this, and you know the crazy thing about this is like, okay, well, we're all done. Oh, frick, I got to watch another 6 hours after that.
Yeah.
Because we have the Raw, the SmackDown, NXT, CWC that follow.
No sleep for us.
Is NXT going to be live?
Yes.
Is it?
No. Oh, the NXT. I don't think so. They might do what they usually do and do a taping afterwards.
So they do a taping after the pay-per-view? Is that what they did for WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, because they did a little bit of stuff afterwards, so...
Okay. Interesting. So it'd be interesting to see who's on that show and who's not on that show then. Do you think they do CWC stuff there? Or have they done the semifinals?
I believe they're done most of the semifinals.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure it's going to be interesting. Like the next little bit is going to be a state of flux for WWE, and there's going to be a lot of... These next... Three, four nights are going to tell us where everything's heading in the land of pro wrestling in a lot of ways. G1 has kind of laid out the groundwork for Wrestle Kingdom 11, but we'll hit on that later. I mean, we've got the UFC fight. There's a lot going on. So I think at this point, it's just time to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. So overall, everything on the table, even if it's just a match, what are the three things you're looking forward to seeing the most this week?
Things I'm looking forward to, Ospreay, Seidel, Shinsuke, and Joe, and AJ and Cena. Those are the three things that are high up on my radar. Finn and Seth's up there as well. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how Dean, my interest is piqued in all the right areas, or the areas WWE wants me interested in, so.
What are you the most concerned at, three things?
Ooh, there's not a lot of concern.
My concern is Cena beats AJ clean.
Yeah.
And Roman beats Rusev clean.
Yeah, those are both very fair concerns to have.
And that the Randy and the Brock match has too much plunder in it.
Yeah, that's a big potential.
Like, if the rumors are true and you're getting Goldberg and Bray in it, that concerns me. It could be done well.
Yeah.
But it's how you do it well, right?
Just ask Heyman to book the plunder.
Yeah.
You got him there. Might as well ask him. What would you do here, Paul?
It's a lot of people in there to get their stuff in, right? And are you going to keep Brock off of TV till WrestleMania to face Goldberg?
That'd be a little crazy.
Like, when do you think we see Brock after this?
I think because of Brock's actions, I think we're going to see him a little bit more.
Right.
To just kind of send a message of, like, you don't get to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
So, I think that's ultimately how it goes. Is there any other big news or anything out there?
How about you do one little last scour, because this week has been so crazy.
So, suspensions everywhere.
Suspensions everywhere. Suspensions far as the eyes can see.
It's been one of those weeks that are like, when's the quiet? Nothing there, nothing there. Let's double check that. Yeah, nothing there. Nothing major that I'm seeing. Like, Hunter did a conference call, and more or less, Meltzer had asked the question about Coda, and Hunter basically kind of said they're trying to work out something, and that's about it. That's about it. Gargano and Ciampa and the Glorious Bomb. That's where I'm going to leave it. There's nothing for news after. We've hit on every major thing, I think.
Yeah, and so let's give a quick rundown to everyone now about the week that's coming up now. So you all know the shows that are coming, so this is what's going to happen here at One False Stick Boy. And a little bit a fresh take too, if you want a full more breakdown of the UFC, because Joel and I are pretty novice at UFC knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We have JD Lewis from CJ92 on the Fresh Take Network. It's up right now. He has some stuff about a vacation he has if you want to get right to it. We even talk a little bit of WWE with him about the 18-19 mark. You can go in there and JD will give his full breakdown of the card for those that are looking for a little bit more on the UFC. As for us, on Saturday, we will be talking about the UFC, pretty much just the main event, though, and what we think with that, with Conor McGregor in the main event. We'll also be talking about NXT TakeOver. We'll be talking about the CM Punk documentary. We didn't even get to talk about the 24 women's thing, but I don't think you've seen that yet, Joel.
No, I haven't. I'm behind
on it. So, and we have some of the other stuff we'll try to hit up on Saturday. And then Sunday, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Ring of Honor on the Sunday show.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll even talk some about the G1 on the Sunday. You know what? We may even have a little pod for you in the afternoon that we do with everything there, and then have a separate SummerSlam. There's just so much to cover this week. And that's what we've almost gone, almost 90 minutes, and we didn't even get to talk G1 in this because it's just such a compressed, packed-up week.
Yeah, it's busy time.
Yeah. So you can make sure you follow all that right here. Follow us on social media at @1_fall_pod on Instagram and @1fall on Facebook. I may even be opening a separate Twitter for us this week, so you can follow our thoughts Until then, they follow what, Joel? Stickboy YYC?
Stickboy YYC, Joel Johnson TV, and Chawa31.
Yeah, and we even have some stuff on Fresh Take 42, as well as make sure you follow those. If you have any questions you want to text us and you don't want to hit a DM on Twitter, you can email us at FreshTake42 or OneFallPod at Gmail for both of them. Want to get things interacted and going, and that's it. It's going to be a busy week. Until next time, cheers.
You get a suspension. You get a suspension. You all get a suspension.
Enjoy the day, people.